forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
I'm curious, though, like, in the who you are right now, like, do you feel like yourself actualized or living your dream? Like, are you just happy every day?
No, not at all.
Interesting.
No.
No one feels like that.
I feel like, well, who I want to be is like someone who lives in the moment. And I feel like as an actor or comedian or any of those things, it's almost impossible to live in the moment.
But you also kind of have to, because you never know what's coming next. You never know what the next like, thing is. You always have to be like, well, this is what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, but I feel like, for me, I'm always thinking like, okay, well, maybe I'll be doing something in June, so I should think about that in terms of now, and like, I'd like to be doing that show and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Rather than being like, okay, I have my steady job, and this is where I live, and this is how I'm going to be for however long. I remember thinking when I had a job just after university that was like a boring office job, I remember literally like one day thinking, oh, is this going to be the next 20 years of my life?
Oh my God.
Because that, when you like, I guess when you get a new job, in general, for regular people, it's like, well, this is my life now. Rather than like doing a job for 2 months.
It's so nice to know that it's going to end and get something else.
Yeah, but also quite nice to just be like, well, this is, I'm happy now.
Right.
This is... Yeah, I can't relate. It always is, there's always that feeling of like, how am I going to get to do this again?
Yeah.
But guess what? We will, because superstars.
Absolutely.
And what is your dream, like professionally?
I guess the trajectory I admire the most is Olivia Colman.
Yeah. Oh, I like, mean, untouchable.
Yeah, and also a lovely person.
The favorite, the queen.
Oh,
Peep Show.
But she's from Peep Show.
Oh, she's from Peep Show.
Yeah,
you have to watch Peep Show. It's so fucking.
I don't like comedy.
No, I didn't think I would. I had a British boyfriend who forced me to watch it, and I was curious. And then I was like, I'm so grateful that you showed me this because it is genius.
I'm gonna watch.
What do you like? What kind of stuff do you like?
Reality television and drama and Grey's Anatomy and that.
You should watch Made in Chelsea.
Yeah.
And that's your Peep Show. And you can aspire to be one of them. No,
my next like kind of project will be Lindsay Lohan Beach Club, because I haven't watched it yet.
I'm excited to watch that too. If there was ever a chance we'd be together near a TV, I'd say let's watch it together, but I can't see that for us.
I know.
We're always on the street. Like, you guys we only hang out like when we're walking on the fucking street.
Well,
why is it like
and
this?
And earlier we had to end the hangout because I was too cold.
Yeah, he literally was like, I want to walk with you to the broth store, but I need to get on the train because I'm freezing.
Yeah, I could.
That was when I,
I couldn't even walk to the broth store. This town.
Have you seen Love Island?
I've watched a bit of it. I don't get, what's that platform, Hulu? I don't get Hulu.
I think it's on Netflix.
No, it's not on Netflix, because I have Netflix.
UK Netflix.
But I was in an Airbnb. Thank you. Marisha, absolutely out of town, traveled for work. It's a big old day in my life.
I'm trying for work tomorrow and I don't want to go.
And the
back to you. They just looked at each other like, who the fuck is she?
And the Airbnb had it, and I watched like the first bunch of episodes and I loved it. And but then I had to leave the Airbnb. Sure. That's kind of the nature of Airbnb.
Oh yeah, there's this transient work that we do.
And
I'm doing that too.
That's
I'm waving my arms.
We're recording a podcast in here.
Nothing makes me laugh harder than pretending you don't know someone. Like, miss, are you all right?
I am. Yeah.
Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I feel like Mariah Carey paved that art form.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't know her.
Says, I don't know her.
I love you, madam. And he calls me madam as if we've never met.
That's but he's so like, funny.
Madam, I love you.
Do people call people madam where you're from in zone 3?
No, definitely not.
What
in
about zone 5?
Definitely not in zone 5. Zone maybe 1. Zone 1.
Oh, okay.
If you're lucky, they'll call you madam. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Olivia Colman.
Olivia Colman, yeah, that's that. And also because I think maybe now that she's on The Favourite, not so much, but
you don't want to do serious acting?
No, I do, but yeah, I feel like she's gonna be very famous, and I feel
you don't
like,
want to be very famous.
No, I want to be able to like, walk around.
Same. Was that
convincing? But she's like the right level of fame, that's like my limit. Yeah. But now that she's won a Golden Globe, I feel like it's gonna tip over.
I think if I was really famous, if and when I'm really famous, I'm just gonna still walk around.
Wow!
And then like people
that makes
just,
you a Gryffindor, so brave.
People will just get over it.
But I think about it more in terms of like, I don't want people to know where I live.
Yeah.
And like weird stalkers and like that guy looking the doorbell. Did you see that?
No. Oh, that was insane.
He looked to his doorbell.
There's just like some CCTV footage of a guy licking a stranger's doorbell for 3 hours.
It's so crazy.
It's insane.
3 hours. Okay.
He's just like a guy, just like a weird guy.
How are people like that?
See, but, exactly.
What mold is that? Which one did God pour that in?
But that could be like OCD. Like I recently was reading.
Stop defending.
I'm on. This is crazy. Can't believe I'm saying this. I'm on team that guy. I'm on team doorbell guy. I never expected to be sitting here being on Team Doorbell Licker, but I have to speak my truth. I recently read David Sedaris' first book, Naked, and there's an essay in the beginning of it called about like his OCD and like about his tics. And like sometimes people say that they think I have OCD, but I'm not neat, so I don't know if that's true. But they say
you could definitely kind of have it.
They say you don't have to be neat, which is so cool. And I want to be the first famous person who's gay who has OCD but isn't neat. Basically, like all of his thought patterns, he would describe like leading up to a tic where it's like, his were very like, I have to lick that lawn flamingo. Like, I have to, like, I have to touch this so many times. I have to do this. I have to flick this. And it's like this little voice in your head that's like, do it.
I'll feel so crazy
if I don't do it. And like, and so like maybe this guy, and I was like, I totally understand that. And like, I'm like, like, I'm like, David Sedaris, you have to touch that thing with your nose. And like, when I hear about the doorbell licker, I'm like,
sure.
Well, if he's having that in his head,
yeah.
So read Naked by David Sedaris, and you two will be team doorbell licker.
I think if it is that, if it turns out that he is OCD, like
I'm his lawyer.
don't anyone tell you you're not a lawyer.
If the jury say that he is innocent, then I will understand. But if it is like a weird sort of just like stalking guy thing, that's what scares me about Big Famous.
But was it a famous person's door?
No.
Yeah.
So what could happen to you now? You need to want to be famous.
You might as well be famous. If people are licking if people are licking randos' doors, you might as well be famous in 2019.
At least then someone will care if someone's licking your doorbell.
They say that in the future, everyone will have 15 minutes of someone licking their doorbell, yeah.
Will doorbells even exist in the future? More like a swipe scam.
I know. Can we give it a rest attack? Black Mirror, there's no doorbells. That would be such a good episode.
That's my favorite episode of Black Mirror.
No doorbells. Everyone had swipe cards. Can I say seek treatment? Oh, we haven't done any seek treatments.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What?
Fobs?
Like keyless cars?
Yeah. No, and like doors of the apartment. Cause it's like,
having a fob instead of having a key.
It's like, what if you lose the fob and then you can't just get one made? Well, then you can just get a new one made at a hardware store.
It's hard to get a fob made.
It's okay, a robot or something. Yeah. You have to like, go to a scientist to get a fob made. You can do it at any basic hardware.
I guess it's harder to for someone else to
find
fake
your local.
It's
more, yeah, find but your it's local like, scientist. I also don't care if someone comes into my apartment.
Me too. I'm like, take my fucking iPhone SE between a 5 and a 6. That's how it was marketing to me. The woman was like, I have this SE. It's between a 5 and a 6. This was this past September. I was like, I'll take it. But yeah, you could absolutely come in and help yourself to anything I own. But I also just like never think, my family doesn't have keys to our house.
Wait, have I talked about the window? Wait, that's psychotic.
Yes. Oh, I know. You haven't talked about, in the live show you did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Whatever. I moved to a very expensive one-bedroom apartment that I've been dreaming after my entire life. And in the middle of the night, the window in the living room crashes through the living room, shatters everywhere. And I was forced to flee to a lover's house.
What floor are you on?
Third.
Okay.
So I could leave.
But it fell inside.
Yeah, yeah. And I was thinking, Catherine, that happened to me when I was younger.
Oh, right.
In my parents' house. Because it was double glazed. So one of the panes fell in onto my head. But didn't smash.
Oh my god.
It just like landed on your
head.
So
I just was just watching TV and then but not loads, but it hurt. But I just like heard like a bong.
It hurt out. But not loads.
And that's why you're into comedy.
Yeah.
A screw went loose, honey.
I went straight to my closest open mic and I told her.
Window's still resting on her head. She's like, what do you guys think about windows?
Let's just say it hurt, but not loads. Uproar laughter.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
So you don't have keys in your house?
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that in case anyone's like lurking around my family's house.
This is why you can't get too famous.
I know.
How do they know where your house is?
I know.
But my friend had a guy who like was obsessive over her on Twitter and would always reply to her tweets as if like they were like going out or close friends.
Awesome.
And then she blocked him. Yeah, it was getting too much and he would like message all the time. She blocked him. Then he followed her best friend because she's an actress, and then he knew who her best friend was. Sent the best friend a letter or online. And basically, eventually, they blocked him. Like, they thought they'd got rid of him. And then he turned up on her doorstep.
No.
Yeah.
One time, someone was, like, basically stalking me online. And it was, like, so annoying. And I kept talking about it. And then, like, they stopped. And I was like, okay, what did I do wrong? And I, like, literally reached out to him. He didn't get back to me.
Yeah,
like, okay,
there's
cool.
A lot of people, like these weird guys in the UK who obsess over female comedians. And, like, follow them and like, retweet them and stuff. No. And we have a female comedians WhatsApp group. And they never follow me. They're never interested. And people always discussing me, like, okay, look out for this guy. This guy's name's Pete. He's really creepy. And I'm like, Pete is racist because he has no interest in me.
I feel like I have an energy that makes creepy guys stay away from me.
What? Yeah. Maybe.
There's still time.
Yeah.
But maybe. As we've seen in You on Netflix, creepy guys can seem like great hot guys.
Mm-hmm. That's tough.
But I like that. It.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I like
so
that.
So why or why don't you want to have kids?
I just don't think I'd be very good at it.
Yeah.
For one.
It seems boring.
It seems so stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And
what don't you think you'd be good at?
I'm just not very organized in general.
Me too.
Fumbling bottles.
That's
windows
why
falling in my head.
But that's why you get rich enough first where you have someone else organize and then you can just kind of like.
But I feel like that would
be Lauren Graham. Look at Lauren.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Look at Lauren.
Look at Lauren.
Look at Lauren.
WWLD. WWLGD. What would Lauren Graham do?
She would go snowshoeing.
Meg just handed me a bracelet that says that here.
She would go snowshoeing in an undisclosed location. But I think you. I
can't just snowshoe with my children.
You don't have to be that organized. Look
but
at
also,
Lauren.
Like, I love sleeping all the time.
Me too.
And I would be so tired. I'm not good at waking up early. I'm not good at, like, just, like, anything that's not immediate reward, I think.
Yeah.
And I would have to keep thinking, like, in a couple of years, they're going to say their first words or whatever. And I'm like, I need just time now to sleep.
You need to fucking talk because it's been 30 minutes since I gave birth. And
I've been saying a lot of good bits.
I've been
and you're
teaching
not giving
you
me color. Anything.
I think that wanting to have kids is predicated on one of two things. I think for one, either you're, like, so basic and so into like being like into society that you just like feel like you have to have kids.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there's no question.
Or you're so you become
so basic.
Or you become literally so unbearably bored with your life that you like need some outlet.
Yeah, that's how I will be.
Yeah.
But three, I feel like, well, this is sort of dreamy, but I want to fall in love with someone who I'm so obsessed with that I'm like, we have to make a person.
Yeah,
I know. I want that too, but I famously can't.
Seems impossible.
Yeah.
I know, well, love's impossible.
Yeah, before I met Francisco, I was like, I didn't want to have kids because I was like, there's no man on earth that I would trust and I would want to make someone who has their genes.
Uh-huh.
We could adopt.
But even then, like,
yeah.
Who knows? And now I'm like,
Okay, don't have kids long. Fine.
No, you actually have to, and that's what this pod's about.
Oh.
Society. I'm the voice of society right now.
No, there are too many people. Like, that's real.
Yeah, and also another reason is that the
look
world
the
is
train.
So terrible.
Yeah, look I'm, at like, the train.
It feels selfish.
The world's awful. God, and we're still in it. Ugh.
It feels so bad to bring a child in and be like, this is where you live now. This horrible place.
I like how I oscillate from being like everything is completely amazing into feeling like absolute hell.
Yeah.
I feel either absolute
consistently.
Hell. Consistently. Yeah. I feel either absolute hell or just absolute apathy. Like I don't give a shit about actually anything.
Why do we live in extremes?
I don't know. And also we live in extremes and then we just forget every time.
I know. Every feeling I have feels extremely new.
Exactly. Yeah.
New. And gentle, sharp, and strange. Philip Larkin! Full circle! Yes.
They fuck you up, your mum and dad. Philip Larkin!
Oh my God, you can tell I'm not doing well because I'm quoting poems. Not once, but twice today. And I think that's like a wall. And here's a question. I've been meaning to ask this since day one. Are we going to Shake Shack after this?
Well, I have to be at work at 1:30, but maybe...
We might have time for a quickie, actually.
A quickie. Oh, that sounds really good.
Do you want to do Shake Shack?
I'm very... Lolly, look at me. I'm very hungry.
look at me. I'm not, but I feel like eating.
Yeah.
Yes, Gwen.
We have Shake Shack in the UK.
Oh, wow.
But I've never been.
Oh, my God. Finally, something we can connect over. Finally, you were feeling so distant until just then.
I didn't understand any of what you guys were saying.
I was starting to doubt that they even had the Kit Kat ad campaign in the UK.
Give me a break.
Take a break.
Wait, you're saying take a break.
No, it's give
have
me a break.
A break. What?
There's a really funny Jessie Klein bit where I'm like addicted to Jessie Klein. She's one of my favorite comedians.
She's so funny.
And she has this bit about Cosmopolitan magazines being like having all these different like crazy like cover stories. Mm-hmm. And one of them is like, does he hate your orgasm face? And she's like, does he hate it? Does he hate it? And she's like, I don't know. She's like, listen, I've watched it so many times I can quote it. She's like, we live in a world of horrors and struggle and strife. And I just think your orgasm can be the 1 second you just like have a Kit Kat moment and give yourself a break today. It's so,
so
funny.
Does he hate it? Oh my God.
Jessie Klein is so funny.
I oscillate between thinking people are absolutely addicted to fucking me and absolutely disgusted with the idea of fucking me.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
cool.
I long
that's
for the
healthy.
Day that I don't feel like everything is like
why does it have to be like this?
I don't know.
I read an article in HuffPo that said it means you're an artist if you have a lot of crushes.
Interesting.
Wow. And a lot of feelings.
Mm. Are
and
you,
a lot of extremes.
Are you happy right now being, is it, feel like a weight's off your shoulders being in a relationship?
Yes, I think so. I think it's nice.
Were you someone
who
was horny before? Like, I need to fuck always?
No, not really. Well, I was more like, because this is my first boyfriend. So I was more like, nobody's ever been in love with me. Nobody's ever said I love you to me. And I wonder how long that's going to continue. So now it feels, because I think you go a bit mad. Like, I've spoken to other people who have been single until their late 20s. And they're like, you do just go a bit mad of being like, this is it.
Yeah.
And like, even when I would see people before, I would still think, this isn't it. And like, I'm going to be single technically for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And I'm never actually going to find someone. So now it's sort of a weight off my shoulders in that sense of like, oh, I've done it in a way.
You found someone.
But then also like relationships they can be stressful.
Yeah.
They can be just as stressful as being single.
That's the thing. You can't win. You're in one or you're not, and you're pissed off either way.
Yeah.
Amen,
yeah.
Sis.
Yeah, we should all be bi.
We should all be bi relationships. Like sometimes you're single, sometimes you're not.
Yeah. I guess like the times when you're single and you're happy about being single
mm-hmm.
are not as good as the times when you're in a relationship and you're happy.
Oh,
in a relationship,
really?
I think.
Cool.
But like, you can still be very happy being single, but I think when you've done both, you know that.
That you're actually sad when you're single.
If you're single, then you need to seek treatment.
Yeah.
I'm seeking it, hon. Wait, this is so sad. I went to therapy yesterday and I noticed during my session that my agent was calling, so I frantically answered. And then I spent half of the session talking to them and paid to sit there in my therapist room and talk
my
to my
God.
Agent. And that's why I'm a Slytherin.
But that's great because you can kind of feel your therapist kind of see you in that.
Yeah.
My therapist is like, you really need to be here.
I had therapy the other day. I had the other therapy after a hookup, and I'm hooking up with someone right now where I actually like when they come on me, and that's something I've never liked.
I love to be cummed on.
I hate to be cummed on, but I'm like liking it right now. But I was like truly just, you know, like you get in from your apartment into your apartment the next day, and it's like you just feel, it's like you slept, but it wasn't real.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when you sleep on Oxy and you wake up and it's like, that wasn't real sleep.
Totally.
And I was just like covered in dry cum, and I was like, oh fuck, I have therapy. And I was like, should I shower before? Should I just kind of show up to therapy covered in cum? And she kind of see me in that space. And we're doing that together.
And we were on the phone and I said, you should show up covered in cum. I'm getting looks from people on the street. I'm like, go covered in cum. Let her see the real you. Show her that side. Don't be afraid to say, this is me. I'm covered in cum.
And we had a huge breakthrough.
Yeah.
No, I did shower.
You know about my time in college when I went through the entire day. Gave a nice ass bloge in the morning. Absolutely. Shout out Dan. Just kidding. Not his real name. I'm one step ahead of myself.
So
way.
You've never given a blowjob to someone named Dan in
I've
the shower?
I've given many blowjobs to people named Dan. I can't tell you how many Dans I've blown. And that's actually what it means to be a American woman living in New York
in 2019
and being me. Okay, so one day I give a blowjob in the morn. Literally at 6 p.m., my friend's like, you have something on your chin. And I'm like, what is it? chin absolutely drenched in cum.
No.
I was in class. I was in meeting. I was just, yeah. And worse, I'm sitting eating avocado sushi at 5 p.m. My friend goes, "What's that on your chin?"
Oh, my God.
And that's wow. when I knew maybe it was time to blow someone who wasn't named Dan.
Enter
Dear
Brian.
We have to cut that.
Right. I was enter. I
dub it over.
Enter Chris.
Yes, Chris. I've blown a Chris.
Yeah, totally.
Raise your hand if you've blown a Chris.
I don't think I've blown a Chris.
I don't think I have.
Why am I like this? Okay, we should kind of head towards the end because
so let's
we have
do,
to do ads to and et cetera, et cetera.
But listen to this.
Are you hot today?
Okay.
Do you feel hot today?
I feel quite hot today.
You look really hot today. You look like you're giving me sort of like, I don't even fucking care, but I'm wearing a white t-shirt.
Yeah, that's the vibe I want. When I'm dressed like either like a boy or quite androgynously, that's when I feel hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. How would you describe your personal style? Because it's great.
It's changed a lot, I think, because not to get extremely deep very quickly.
Please
but,
do.
When I was younger, I had very big boobs. Mm-hmm. And okay. then I lost loads of weight and I had no boobs. Mm-hmm. And now I've put on more weight and now I've got big boobs again. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you have big boobs, you're just immediately sexualized.
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying that, it's not annoying because like body positivity is amazing, but like so much of like body positivity and plus size stuff is like be curvy and sexy and like you're so hot and it's like that is also great, but then what about the people who have big boobs who don't want to be sexy?
Right.
The time?
They just want to look cool.
Yeah, they just want to look cool and like, yeah. So I think I'm trying to find ways of dressing with big boobs that aren't highlighting the fact that I have big boobs. Because you can't really hide it. And people just assume, people are always just like, oh, like that cleavage, like, yeah, show that. And like,
yeah.
The boobs are amazing. And it's like, well, I don't want them to be.
Right. Like yeah, it's tough. It's really hard to find clothes, androgynous clothes, when your body is curvy. Like, I can't find like good pants.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can't, like, when I wear like a jacket, my shoulders are like.
Ugh. Yeah, yeah. When people wear like two jackets, I'm like, that's what I want to be able to wear. But
exactly.
Then I will look mad.
I used to see women in little leather jackets and think like, how? Because it doesn't shut.
Exactly.
It doesn't shut.
Exactly.
It doesn't shut. I think you told me you were like, they're meant to be worn open, and I was like, okay, queen, I'm wearing them open.
Wow.
Where do you shop?
I shop. I've started shopping at ASOS because I don't actually like any of the clothes.
Okay, cool.
It's only because in the UK, you can pay £10 and you get free next day delivery for a year.
I think I do that too.
Oh, you really? Pay and Catherine pays £10.
And I'm sort of British. So I've been there recently, so but I do that.
She worked it out with
until
ASOS.
Midnight. So you can order at 11:50 and it will come the next day.
Wow!
And you're basically not paying anything for postage because it's
maybe I'll do ASOS one day.
I did that, and then I bought something from ASOS once since then.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You still have to pay for... You forget you still have to pay for the clothes. It makes it sound like it's free. I'm like, oh, cool.
Although I treat ASOS like a changing room, so because it's so easy to return.
Oh.
I'm just like, okay, let me try on loads of stuff and then send it all back.
Wow.
Or send most of it back.
That's really beautiful. Room. Is that a Philip Larkin poem? Treating ASOS like a changing room. Okay,
this is gonna be crazy. I do feel hot today. I wish I have this new haircut that I can't like quite figure out, but it'll
nice.
Be fine. It'll grow and I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Lolly, you're crying. Stop. I am.
This is the greatest love story of our time. Pat and his haircut. They grew to love each other.
And
against all odds.
I do. It makes me feel usually hot to wake up early. Or you know what? It's such a gamble. Sometimes it can make me feel really crazy and not hot. But then I kind of like when I wear this current long sleeve shirt I'm wearing right now. And I like woke up early and went to the gym.
Yeah, I think waking up early and doing something that you want to do makes you feel good.
Totally.
Waking up early and having to do something else makes you feel weird, I think.
Yeah. And I just feel like calm today, which has never happened before.
Yeah.
So, and I feel, this is going to be problematic. I feel really hungry and that makes me feel hotter.
right. That makes sense.
You feel lighter, you feel more energized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, against all odds, I feel hot today because I'm wearing an amazing outfit. I have an amazing new coat. This is a new rented coat. This sort of
every time I see you, you have a new coat.
Yeah, that's true.
I see you twice a week, and every time I know.
So this coat, when I put this on this morning, I was kind of in a bad mood. I literally felt like a spy about to go like do my mission, and I was just like, I'm a spy doing my mission, and this coat provides that for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
totally.
And I have a big day, and I'm stressed, but I know it's gonna be fucking amazing.
Your hair looks really good.
It's very dirty. I'm going to get it washed today.
Oh, we learned that I like your hair.
I know.
Dirty.
We've learned that.
It does look really nice.
So now it's time for the final segment of the show.
All right, we're not going to do fancy of the week.
Oh, we must. What? We simply must. But we have a bit called Crush of the Week because you're here. It's called Fancy of the Week. All right. So everyone go around and say who they fancy.
Okay. I fancy my boyfriend. Like, I can't fancy anyone else apart from my
boyfriend.
Oh my God.
I fancy my boyfriend. He left. He was in New York with me.
He left. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry that he left.
Yeah, thank you.
Molly, get break.
He's
out.
Not coming back.
If your boyfriend leaves New York when you're still there, know your worth.
No, who do I fancy? I fancy Pimp, actually. Gotta say it.
You literally stole mine, you stupid bitch.
Okay, chime in.
No, but you know what? Mine's not Penn Badgley. Mine's Dan Humphrey.
Whoa. Yeah. Although I never watched the last couple of seasons of Gossip Girl.
Don't.
Really?
He's perfect in your memory then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
season one. And I also will say Adam Sachs.
Who's that?
No, I mean, take that out. Adam Driver.
He's always my favorite.
100%. Always. Yeah.
What?
Who's Adam Sachs? Whatever.
I don't know.
Adam Driver.
I don't know who I fancy this week. You know who I fancy this week?
Who?
Pat.
Stop.
I fancy you because I called you a few times this week and you've given me really sound advice and you've been here for me. And when I walked up this morning dressed like a spy, did I look a little bit like a spy?
Yeah. I was like, okay. I was like, oh my God, she's on a mission.
I felt like Julia Roberts.
I didn't know if I should say hi to you. I didn't want to like blow your cover.
Yeah. But I dressed like a spy and I saw you across the room, which is obviously the street in the world. I saw you down the street and I thought, and you greeted me with open arms and I thought, I fancy him today. And we took some really cute photos this week, so I was feeling really fancy.
Oh my God. And my other crush is Helman.
Oh my God, wait, has she not been crushed the week?
I think she has been crushed the week.
Anyway, she's crushed again. I fancy B. I fancy B.
Helman.
She's so funny
she's
and
so
great and lovely.
Talented and she's so talented. Welcoming.
And warm and generous.
Yeah.
And that's that. Now, I feel like some people here might be a little mad at me because I came in with a bit of a negative energy. But I'm leaving in an amazing and a very big mood and I'll actually never be sad again. So I am, yeah. So, Lolly, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all.
Are you sure?
I'm mad at the people who have hurt you.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're dealing with it quite well from what I've seen. And I will help you through it.
Wait, and I'm like, I'll go ahead and say, I'm not mad at you. And I feel like we're about to have an amazing summer together.
Yes.
Are you going to the front?
I don't think so.
Are you shooting something?
Well, I don't know.
If you aren't there, I am not going to go, but
I want to be there so much. But also, I think that you should be there by yourself.
Okay.
As in, when I say by yourself, I mean without me.
Right, but completely by myself.
Yeah, but then you should just experience it without me being there. Like, I'm your manager. Don't do that gig. Don't do that.
No,
just,
but you're so helpful.
I'll be there in spirit.
I was told to go over a few weeks before and then do it and then stay maybe a week after in Lund.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So we'll figure it out together.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. Perfect.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, Pat, are you mad at me?
Absolutely not. I also was thinking similarly, so much affection.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm protective. Protective of you.
Good.
Yeah.
And people who are going to mess with me, they better watch.
They better watch their fucking
back. I got these two on my
because
team.
Because I'm a fucking mama bear.
Yeah, honey.
And if you're on comfort, Catherine, oh, you better get through me first.
Yeah, honey. And then.
Okay, Catherine.
Yeah.
Are you mad at me?
I think my fancy of the week has said everything. I could not be mad at you. I'm delighted. I feel like you've been in a good place and really helpful, and I'm not mad at you.
I have been kind of in a good place.
Well, like, and notice that and say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank the universe.
Thank the universe. I know. Lolly, are you mad at me?
I'm not mad at you at all. And actually, I think that from the podcast episodes that I've listened to, you're a lot calmer. Maybe just today.
That's just today.
Right.
Yeah. Why am I calm today?
Because I'm psycho today?
I'm weird, yeah.
Because of my energy.
Because of your energy.
You have a good grounding energy.
Thank you so much.
And yet what I love about you is you're so giggly and down to have fun at all times. And no one in this town is like that. No one in this town wants to fucking laugh.
I know. No one does.
Because everyone's a comedian.
Everyone's a comedian. No one's funny.
Someone was being like intense to me the other day over a comedy show, and I was like, this person's being intense. And I sent Catherine screen grabs, and she was like, intense, how people in this town love to be.
Pat once said that on another episode of the pod, he said the way he would describe New York is everyone's a comedian. No one's funny. I think about that every day.
That's why I don't have friends, really. I alienate myself from those around me. And I'm an early lolly.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't have friends. I have interns and enemies. Interns, enemies, and lovers.
Okay. Now, Lolly, you go.
Pat, are you mad at me?
Lolly, absolutely not. You're such a joy. You grounded me, as we discussed. Thank I'm so you. Glad to meet
from
you.
From the Labo yes. to now.
I've heard so much about you.
And I talk about you all the time.
And thank now to finally meet and put a face to your name and to kind of have this international component to your podcast show. You give it a second.
Catherine got recognized in London.
I heard the podcast.
Lolly,
look at me. I've heard.
I thought that was breaking news.
You didn't think I didn't text him from the cobblestone street where I was once recognized? She
carved it inside my eyelid.
Yeah.
It was me in disguise.
Carved it inside.
It was Lolly in a
she was wearing the spy coat.
Lolly in the spy coat. Are you Catherine Cohen?
Catherine, are you mad at me?
No, I just said, I said we're going to have an amazing summer together. And you said, I think you need to have the summer to get along.
But that was your...
I think we're going to have an amazing spring.
Okay. No, I'm not mad at you at all.
Together.
Well, I have an amazing fall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Calm down, you two. But I can never be mad at you giving me the world. You have given me the whole world. I'm serious.
You've given it to me right back.
Okay. So you're going to be here in the spring then? Is that what you're saying?
I'll be back in New York in March, actually.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well,
perfect.
I'll be waiting with open arms.
And
to
now I
rest.
Will too. And now I will too.
And we should both do Seek Treatment in London.
We would love. I've never left the United States of America. That's why I didn't know anything about the zones or anything.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
You have to.
We should do Seek Treatment live in London.
100%.
So someone pay us for that.
Remember when I said to Catherine, I said you should do your show in London. She was like, "No one will come," and it sold out. We had to add more seats.
Yep.
I would do. I would need to be paid enough to like get there.
You will.
Then I will.
I'm your manager. I'll sort that out.
Okay, they're signing contracts. Right, I would wrap this up.
Love to go to Europe. I really would.
Let's wrap this up so you guys can go ahead and sign those contracts and work that out. Wrap the deal. We're all shaking hands. We're all shaking one hand, and it's actually working, even though it couldn't be done.
Can I say what I love and I want my job to be?
Yes.
You know, and there's a picture of like two like leaders of countries signing a treaty, yes. And they're like both shaking hands, and one person's just like standing holding their hands, like smiling at the picture. And it's like, what was your job in any of this? Like, they just like hold the hands, like, and I was here too. Like, I want that job. They probably make $1 million a second. Like,
and American universities don't prepare you for those kind of positions.
I'm like, were you elected to do this? Like, what the actual fuck is that? Okay, cool.
What the actual fuck? Thank you for listening. Thank you, Lolly. Catch her on Miracle Workers. Catch her on Shrill. Catch her on Ghosts if you're in the UK. You slut.
If you're quite poor, she might enjoy Ghosts.
You fucking piss pig.
You piss pig shit slut.
Sex addict freak.
You're shit, aren't you?
Boy.
Okay,
sorry.
Sorry for that.
Forever Dog. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.